This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about, but of course, the most fun are your questions and comments, so please keep them coming. Either email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or call in now at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot of interesting news. So, okay, we've been worried about losing a kidney and then needing a transplant and worried about who would give it to us because we could reject it. Well, there's a new procedure that allows kidney transplants from any donor, right? Because I don't really have a lot of friends. Okay. I make a lot of people mad because when people become my friend, they want prescriptions. I don't know if they want to be my friend to be me or if they want to be my friend because they think I'm going to write them prescriptions. And then when they find out, no, I'm not going to write you Viagra or Lortab or, I don't know, medical marijuana. One of my friends came up running to me going, you know what? I've decided I'm going to start marijuana. I'm going to take medical marijuana. And I'm like, well, good for you. And then he pauses and he looks at me. I go, and? He goes, well, you can write that for me, can't you? No, I can't. Haven't heard back from him since. You know, so I'm very lonely. I'm so lonely. But, you know, I don't care. Okay, I don't care if I don't have a lot of friends until I need a kidney. I think there's a teacher that's going to donate a kidney to one of her students. I mean, how sweet. What an awesome teacher to donate her kidney to one of her students. My teachers hated my tushy. My gosh, if I tried to call up one of my teachers, they look, can you give me your loose tooth? No, they wouldn't. I don't know. I wasn't really the type of student. I mean, okay, I was a goody two shoes and I got good grades. But remember, I was class clown, and I wanted to draw attention from the teacher to me. I wanted the audience. I didn't realize that's what I wanted. You know, when you're a kid and you're in class and you're kind of sitting there and, you know, you're just like, okay, well, I want to get through this one's recess. You know, that boy's cute. But that teacher, any of my teachers, remember, I went to 12 schools. So how many hundreds of teachers did I have, depending different periods and math and English and whatever, okay? When that teacher would just throw something out, a pitch, okay, how could I not make a joke back? How could you not? Okay, I mean, the material was right there. It was so good. You know, you don't give a bulldog, tease a steak in front of them and say, sit there quietly while the piece of meat is sitting there dripping in front of you. No. Okay, that dog is going to want to bite. And that's how I was as a student. You know, teacher would be like, you know, like, for example, in second grade, the very first time I got the whole class to laugh that I remember was the second grade, probably because I don't remember back first grade. That's what's happening as I get older. And you aren't going to think it's a funny joke, but I had the whole class laughing. So Mr. Bree was my second grade teacher, and I had a crush on any man, any male figure, you know, any male figure of power I had a crush on. And he was not a good looking man, but I always wanted to get his attention. So he was showing us what happens with evaporation. He had a glass of salt water, and the salt water was there, and he was going to put the salt water high on top of one of the cabinets, and he said, okay, now, I'm such a dork. Anyway, so he told the class of us second graders, okay, guys, tomorrow, there'll be only salt in the bottom because all the water will... I'm sorry. Okay, all the water is going to escape out into the air that we breathe, right? It's going to escape into the atmosphere. So, of course, I go... Again, it was only 7. I go, what? I need to bring my bathing suit. Now, okay, get this. Okay, for a 7-year-old, you have to admit, that's pretty damn funny. So all the kids started giggling and laughing, and he smiled. And then, of course, you know, I just carried on. Like, oh, we're going to get wet. Wow, let's bring our beach gear. And we didn't have floaties back then, but you had those, like, inner tube things that you would wear. You know, so I was beat all, you know, okay. So anyway, once I saw that power, being able to take the class's attention away from big father figure up there, you know, the big guy in charge, being able to have that power to take the attention off of him and onto me was so addictive that I changed from then on out. And I didn't sit there trying to make jokes. I wasn't sitting there going, okay, when can I make a joke? It's just the stuff would just happen. And then, you know, as I got older, I realized teachers don't like that. Teachers don't want the class to all turn around in their seats to look at little Dolly in the back of the class making funnies. And to this day, whenever I go to a lecture, whether it's a medical lecture or whatever, I draw attention away from the speaker to make a joke. And I don't mean to. It's just sometimes it's really, really funny. And I almost got in trouble because my former professor, my former boss was from residency, was lecturing, Dr. Tom Hunt. He now is a dean at Roseman and professor, and he was lecturing. So here I was at the back of the class, and just being in the back of the class is just so exciting. So I don't know, he was lecturing on doctors being busy and, you know, how to teach a student and whatever. And all of a sudden, I mean, and he's a good pitcher. He's a great pitcher. Stuff he says, you could just take and make, and so he gives me a look, and he has a microphone to pass around because he wanted people to answer. And he looks at me with my googly eyes and my mouth open and my tongue hanging out, right? So excited that he's giving me so much material that he completely bypassed me the whole lecture and he wouldn't give me the microphone. And I'm like, come on. And then he finally gave me the microphone. I was like, yeah, you know, like the bulldog with the steak. I'm like, give me the microphone. So, wow. Okay, anyway, we'll talk about kidneys. And I got a lot more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We got a lot of work to get to, a lot of news to cover, so let's get right to it. Good cholesterol, right? We've been talking about how wonderful that is. Now we're being told it could be bad. Good cholesterol could be bad for you, all right, depending on who you are. Health experts recommend that we need to keep our bad cholesterol down and our good cholesterol high, right? How do you keep our good, our HDL cholesterol high? The HDL, they're kind of like the sanitary workers where they come in and they grab, you know, the bad stuff. And the HDL kind of works as that, okay? And the more good cholesterol, it's supposed to be protective. We see it in olive oil. We see it in fatty fish. But now they're saying that high HDL levels could actually lead to heart attacks as well. Now, this blows my mind because my patients that have high HDLs, like in the hundreds, you know, we want you above 40. If you could even be above 60, better. But now they're saying if you have high levels, that could be bad, okay? And almost as bad as smoking. according to a rare genetic mutation causing them to be high. So a study found people with a mutation in a gene called SCARB1, S-C-A-R-B-1, which affects 1 in 1,700 people, had very high levels of good cholesterol, but an 80% greater risk of heart disease. So let's just review. Okay, so most of the cholesterol in our blood is made by the liver. Okay, then the LDL transports cholesterol from the liver to cells where it's needed. Okay, and the LDL, we need LDL. Okay, because, you know, your body still needs fats. It needs fats to work. HDL, though, takes the surplus cholesterol from the cells back to the liver. Then it gets recycled or removed from the body. So the LDL brings it to where it needs to be, hence it could clog things up as it goes. HDL goes, are you done with that? You done with that? You know, like when I did cocktails, are you done with that drink? Are you done with that drink? You done with that drink? I'll take it back. Okay, now everybody likes the cocktail waitress coming to you with the drinks. Okay, there she comes, looking at the drinks, so I can't wait for my drink, you know, hope it's a double shot, etc. You know, and then, you know, but I was HDL a lot of times going, I'll pick that up, I'll take that for you, I'll take that for you, and then I'll bring it back. Okay, so that's HDL. You got that? Okay. A busser. Also, you can look at HDL as like a busser and the LDL as a cocktail waitress. Maybe that? Does that sound good? Okay. So scientists found the mutation was preventing HDL from ferrying the fat. Daily Mail is describing this, and I like that. It's like a ferry. You know, when you take a ferry with your car on it across a... Yeah, okay, so ferry. Not like, I'm a ferry. I'm your fairy godmother. Not that kind of fairy. So this mutation prevented the HDL from ferrying the fat it had collected, okay? And then, unfortunately, then the fat still stays. So basically prevents HDL from doing what it's supposed to. So they say this is one of the first studies to show that some people have high levels of good cholesterol, and they actually have a higher risk of heart disease. So it challenges our quote-unquote conventional wisdom about whether good cholesterol is good or not. So he says the discovery could lead to new drugs that improve the processing of HDL-C. All right, so, you know, drug companies now have been salivating, right, to get an HDL drug, okay? And many of us patients are like, I'll take a suppository, I don't care. I'll do injection. And, you know, we haven't been that successful. The closest thing we've done is, you know, to get some fish oil packaged and, you know, take fish oil. And, you know, Lavazza helps raise HDL, but we're really having some problems with that. The other thing I notice is sometimes statins will lower your HDL. Now, the statin medications are phenomenal for LDL, the bad cholesterol. But sometimes I see a lowering of the HDL at the same time. And you're like, wait, what's going on here? Now, somebody could say, well, maybe it's because less ferrying needs to be done. Can I just say transporting? Because this ferrying word, it just doesn't, it's just too girly a word for me. I can't say it. Yeah, okay. All right, so what does that mean for you and I? I don't know. Look, I'm just reporting the news. I really don't know what that means. I would say watch your diet, please. Okay, just, yeah, and just try not to eat too many fats. 1-877 Doc. What do you expect me to do? Look, I'm not your mommy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's move on to Zika now. Nearly 200 cases of Zika has now been confirmed in the United States, and officials right now are asking for money. Health officials released the numbers Thursday and pleaded for Congress to provide $1.9 billion to fight the virus in Latin America and help prevent it from spreading to the continental U.S. Some of the money will go to Puerto Rico, where Zika right now has been spreading locally. They say there's 159 cases that have been reported, but they think almost a third of Puerto Ricans is going to be exposed. And I know a lot of you are like, well, if they're not pregnant, no big deal. It is a big deal. There's been one neurological disorder linked to it, and we're going to tell you about another possible complication. So don't start getting all relaxed. They say Republicans have deferred the request, insisting that there are leftover Ebola funds that can be used. Health officials say new funding is needed. So, okay, here's my thing with it, okay? Okay, we need to be very, very smart. And as much as I like to agree with the Republicans and not asking for more and more and more and more money, and if we have extra money, use it. When it comes to Zika, I think we need to be ahead of the curve. We really do. And I would also like to know how they plan on stopping it. Okay, you know, what is the money being used for? If the money is used for rapid tests, if the money is used for condoms, if the money is used for education, etc., I'm for that. If the money is, you know, just to give it to some company to try to make a drug that's not working, that's a lot of money. And so, I am for funding. The only thing I'm worried about is whenever you hear the news say Republicans won't allow money to go, or, you know, you always wonder, I just have to ask, was there something else in the bill? I mean, did they throw something else in there like Planned Parenthood funding or, I don't know, legal fees for Hillary Clinton or something? So, you know, whenever you hear somebody reject a bill, a lot of times it's because there's 7,000 things attached to it that are bullcrap. So I'd really like to hear why. And we should probably interview one of the congressmen if we can. I'll try to get a statement from one of their offices at least to find out what is their reasoning to say no. How much money is left over from Ebola? Should we use Ebola's leftover money? Here's my thing with that. Okay, Ebola's not done. I'm still not very satisfied with our response and our future planning of Ebola. Okay, I'm kind of a little bit in the dark here. One is the media is not really covering the smoldering cases anymore. I think there's been so much economic damage to West Africa from the Ebola outbreak as it is that I think the media now is, you know, moving on and everybody's trying to kind of go, okay, well, you know, as these little cases come out, let's not make a big deal so we could try to get their economy back on track. And you know, it's true. There's going to be smoldering cases of Ebola. There have been cases of Ebola all this time here and there. So, it doesn't need to make national headlines. But what I'm still confused about that nobody has given us an answer, and we're moving to, we're talking now Ebola, okay? Not Zika now. Ebola, that killed thousands and thousands of people, scared the heck out of us. And when we had a person on our soil walk into a Texas hospital, and it was our first patient here, and they wanted to reach for some ZMAP, which was the medication at the time shown to be effective in fighting Ebola, our very first patient on U.S. soil was told, sorry, we're out. We're out. He's our first patient. Yep. It's just gone. Completely stone dry, gone. Yep, nothing. What? Okay, so that leads me to believe that either we had very, very few doses, maybe just a couple doses of ZMAP that went to, obviously, the workers that came over to the states, you know, in Nebraska and back east to be treated, or we have a silo of ZMAP hidden in the White House, okay, for our legislators. And I understand that, you know, that's what happens, but has anybody briefed the rest of us on what the plan is if Ebola decides to re-endemicize, okay? And I know I'm making up another word. Sorry about that, okay? Endemicize or pandemicize or pandemize. Pandemize. I like that. Not pantomime. How does Ebola pantomime? Come on, people. So, you know, we have Ebola still existing, okay? It scared the heck out of all of us. All of a sudden, we don't hear anything. Can somebody please clue us in, brief us on if we start to have a couple Ebola cases, where's the Ebola testing? Where are they being done? All right. How are doctors going to be able to test you? Are hospitals still ready and on standby? Where is ZMAP? Okay. If our first patient had absolutely no doses, do you guys have a couple other doses lying around? I mean, has anybody made more ZMAP? So before we use those Ebola funds, can we please put some closure on Ebola in America and what the plan is? 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Zika virus has now been linked to something else. Okay, not only does it cause brain damage and birth defects in babies, and not only have we found that it could be linked to Guillain-Barré, a paralyzing condition, as your body decides to fight your nervous system because it gets really confused by this virus going, what the heck is this? And then it just primes the immune system, and they go, you know what, to heck with this, we're just going to fight whatever we want. Now French researchers are saying it could also cause a brain infection in adults called meningoencephalitis. So, they say researchers revealed that it was found to cause adults to develop a brain infection, and basically it causes inflammation of the brain and the tissue that covers the brain. So, an 81-year-old man came down with Zika, and they found Zika virus in his spinal fluid when he was admitted to a Paris hospital. He had gone on a cruise, and then he ended up becoming semi-comatose, had high fever, partial paralysis. So whenever you see that, you do a scan of the brain, and then you get a spinal tap. And you tap the fluid, you go in, and you basically take out cerebral spinal fluid. And, no, it's not juicy. And then you look at it, okay? And you look at it to see for, you know, bacteria, microscope. You test it. All right. And so Dr. I can't speak French. Guillaume Sertou of the Assistance Publique Hospital de Paris told AFP it was the first case of its kind to be reported to our knowledge. And now they say just because Zika was in his system didn't mean that the virus caused the infection. But they've already ruled out other causes for his meningitis. So now we all have to go, wait a second here, okay? Maybe we're looking at Zika causing meningitis. And to be honest, it makes sense to me. What I think we do wrong in science and medicine is we look at a condition and a bacteria or something, and we like to say, okay, that causes that. So A causes B. Alright, and then over here, C causes D. But we don't realize that A could not only cause B, but it could cause C, D, E, F, G, H, H, G, M, N, P, Q, R, S, D, V, W, X, Y, and it could also cause Z. But that's too confusing. It's too hard for us to learn. So when we're in medical school, I've described medical school to you guys, okay? And, you know, even though I was a straight-A student in high school and college, etc., when I came to medical school, it was like, whoa. Wow. Because how I used to learn is A causes B. Get that down. It's not going to change. A causes B. And then look at what causes everything else. And when you learn that A causes everything, it's like, wow. So here you have a virus. And you have a virus that's debilitating babies. All right. Well, what else can it do? Okay. I mean, if it's affecting neurological issues in the fetus, so it completely leaves mama alone, why does it leave mommy alone? All right. Well, maybe one answer is pregnant women have a lot of protection. You know, pregnant women don't seem to get sick as often as non-pregnant women. And I think when you're pregnant, you kind of get some superhero status where your immunity starts to, you know, beef up so that you can protect baby and you. Because in evolution, it does us no good in nature to have pregnant mama getting sick more when she's pregnant. We want our mamas pregnant. The more mommy's pregnant, the more babies and the more we could, you know, propagate the human race. So what I've seen with pregnant women is, yeah, they'll come in for a cold or cough or cold. And keep in mind, okay, this is something that a doctor has to be very careful discussing. Pregnant women are still very vulnerable to disease. Okay, and whenever we're worried about the flu, we always say, look, if you're pregnant, if you're a kid, if you're diabetic, if you're older, okay, we baby our pregnant women. But as a doctor, I have to tell you, my pregnant women seem to do a heck of a lot better, okay, overall, in terms of coughs and colds and illnesses, etc., than other people. True, you're more inclined for a bladder infection. You are more inclined to a variety of issues and illnesses and obesity and blood pressure changes. And you could have your own medical issues. But I got to admit, I am pretty impressed with some of their immune systems. And these are ones that don't even get the flu shot. Not to say don't get the flu shot, still get the flu shot like you're supposed to. So it leads you to ask, okay, then if the Zika virus is affecting the baby so badly, I mean so devastatingly, what's it doing to mama? All right. And what's it doing to non-pregnant women? What's it doing to men? So a virus is a virus. Viruses can cause a variety of things. It could cause a mild ailment. It could cause nothing. Or it could cause some severe sequelae. So it's all the wrong person at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong mutated virus or the wrong strain of virus. So when you look at the meninges, so the meninges are the layers of tissue that cover the brain. When these get infected, it's called meningitis and it hurts. Okay? When the brain doesn't get protected enough from these meninges and the brain gets infected, now it's called encephalitis. So that's why we have meningoencephalitis, because that's where the brain and the lining get hurt, all right, or are affected. So what are the symptoms? Headache, fever, neck stiffness, you get photophobia, you don't want to look at light. You could have seizures. You could have trouble thinking clearly. You could go into a coma. You will lose a lot of the functions of your brain. All right. And, you know, people with neurological, obviously meningitis, they'll have mood changes. Now, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you're having an infection of the brain. I'm really not going to expect you to, you know, be really, pleasant to be around. How I identify somebody with meningitis, whether they have encephalitis or not, is they don't want to get out of the car to see me. Getting into the car was so painful that they don't want to get out of the car. Their neck hurts and their head hurts so bad that they don't want to move a millimeter. I'm like, you got meningitis. Drive them to the hospital right now or let me call an ambulance. I mean, that's how bad it is. Now, there was a 15-year-old girl who was diagnosed with acute myelitis. Now, myelitis is inflammation of the spinal cord that affects limb movement and causes paralysis. It kind of blocks communication between the spinal cord and the body. So if that's also caused by Zika, this is some serious stuff, guys, okay? All right? And we blow it off because we think, okay, you know what? All we have to do is protect the pregnant women. No, we got to protect everybody. And keep in mind, a mosquito can bite you that has the Zika blood, go and land on somebody and give it to them who is weaker than you. So as we were talking about the funding and all that, I'm for get as much funding as possible to get on top of this. We don't want to wait till we have thousands more babies affected. Can you imagine what this could do to a future generation? I mean, just one baby being affected is heartbreaking. Imagine the thousands already affected. All right. And we can't play around with this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting study. They say August babies are more likely to be diagnosed with ADD. They looked at 378,000 children aged 4 to 17 who were born between 97 and 2011. And they found that preschool and elementary school age children born in August were 1.65 times more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD and 1.73 times more likely to be put on medication than kids born in September. Huh. Maybe it's because of the cutoff with school? They say the discrepancy did not exist in older kids. They think maybe increasing age and maturity lessens the impact of birth month. But maybe they think because a child who's an August birthday will get to start school in September, whereas if you have a September birthday, many times you won't get to start until a year later. So maybe they have a little bit more maturity that can mask the ADD. So they say globally, the number of kids diagnosed with ADHD has risen dramatically. Our findings emphasize the importance of considering the age of a child within a grade when diagnosing ADHD and prescribing medication to treat ADHD. 1 in 10 kids have been diagnosed with ADHD. When we come back from break, I want to talk about it and what mistakes we're making with treatment and what mistakes we're making with undertreatment. And I got to tell you, I have seen more and more adults come in needing high doses of their Ritalin. And what happens when we can't go higher? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what they're basically saying is your ADHD children, okay, may not need to be diagnosed if they started school too young. And it might be more of an immaturity issue because some of these kids that start school older don't have ADHD issues. I have to admit, you know, my younger son, I don't think he has attention. I don't think either of my sons have attention deficit, but nobody ever brought it up with the second one. They tried to bring it up with the first one because he really didn't like reading and stuff. But the second one, they're like, and it's because he's older. You know, I mean, he's 13 and he's in the seventh grade. So he's an older seventh grader. And so, you know, he just seems to be a little bit more mature. Okay? You know, in fact, he's more mature than his mama, which kind of scares me because, like, really, mom, really, you know, that's kind of dumb. And I'm like, mama's not dumb. Mama's funny. It's kind of dumb. Mom's really uncool. Okay. So now I'm uncool. He used to think I was, like, you know, a goddess. Right? You know, I was his mama. Now I'm uncool. Anyway. So, attention deficit. Okay? It affects now, they're saying 1 in 10. I think it's even higher. And it's most commonly diagnosed, and I can't stand this term, quote-unquote mental disorder of children. I really can't stand that term that they use. And they say children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, per WebMD, have trouble paying attention. Sometimes they could be hyperactive. Sometimes they could be unable to control their impulses. And when they have trouble paying attention or unable to control their impulses, the behaviors interfere with school and home life. Okay? They say it's more common in boys than in girls. Usually discovered in the early school years when kids have, you know, problems paying attention because the teacher's like, all right, guys, come on. You know, we're going to be learning slope-intercept. And we're like, what? Slope-intercept? That stinks. They say adults with attention deficit may have trouble managing time, being organized, setting goals, holding down a job, relationship, self-esteem, and addiction. So let's look at the categorization when you look at attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So they have the inattention, okay? So these kids are easily distracted, and WebMD does a great job delineating this. They don't follow directions or finishing tasks. They don't look like they're really listening. Okay, don't look like they're paying attention. They're starting to make careless mistakes. You're like, but I just told you. All right? Maybe they forget about daily activities, going, you didn't brush your teeth, you didn't put your socks on, you didn't put your, you know, like absent-minded. They're not organizing their daily tasks, right? You know, they're, you know, maybe the shoes. Okay, they come downstairs with their shoes, but there's no socks and they don't have their pants on, that kind of thing. They don't like to do activities where you have to sit still. Let's all play a board game. No, I don't want to do that. You know, they don't want to sit still. They lose things a lot, tends to daydream. They just get distracted. Okay? That's the inattention part of a true attention deficit hyperactivity child. Hyperactivity, they'll squirm, they'll fidget, they'll bounce when they sit. They don't like to stay seated. They don't play quietly. They're always moving. Wait a second. They talk excessively. Wait. They're always on the go and driven by a motor. Wait a second. Is this my bio? Okay, so that's hyperactivity. Here's the thing. Okay, I don't stay seated because I got hemorrhoids. I mean, it's not fun to sit. Okay, that's why. And I fidget or bounce a lot. Well, I bounce because, I mean, that's just what puberty gave me. Okay, just everything bounces. All right, and I kind of move a lot because I'm exercising. You know, I always like to exercise. I don't like to sit for long periods of time. I talk excessively. Well, Okay, I'm a radio host. Thank you. Always on the go. Okay, leave me alone. Impulsivity. They have trouble waiting his or her turn, blurts out answers, interrupts others. Okay, you know what? I just diagnosed myself. All right. But you know what? That's good. I'm proud of it. Okay, now what are symptoms in adults? You know, when I was growing up in school, our report card would have, it didn't say behavior, it said self-control. And I would get straight ones. Ones was like A's. This was in the Maricopa County School District. So I would have straight ones. Okay? Until I got to self-control. And self-control, I would get a bunch of N's. And N's would be needed proven. And, you know, I'd bring my report card home to my dad. They'd be like, what's this? You got good grades and then self-control. Why can't you control yourself? I go, I can't control myself. I do control myself. And I sat there. He's like, what are you doing? I mean, it sounded like I was in class. La, 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 la. I thought I was just being me. I mean, it made it sound like I was running around the classroom. I wouldn't run around the classroom. I was, you know, blurting out and making jokes and interrupting the teacher. Leave me alone. Anyway, okay, so symptoms in adults. Chronic lateness or forgetfulness, anxiety, low self-esteem, problems at work, trouble controlling anger, impulsiveness, substance abuse or addiction, unorganized, they procrastinate, they get easily frustrated, they have chronic boredom, they have trouble concentrating when they read, they have mood swings, relationship problems. Okay, you know what? I just got to start the medicine now. Here's my thing. I have low self-esteem because, I mean, you guys have seen me. I mean, I could really use a good makeup class and a good, wardrobe makeover. I could just use a good makeover. Then I think my self-esteem would be good. Okay, so it's heredity many times. Sometimes it's a chemical imbalance. Like, we'll see children who were born to moms who did drugs, unfortunately, not be able to control their impulsivity, etc. It could be brain changes. It could be poor nutrition, infections, smoking, drinking, substance abuse during pregnancy. That's what I just said. Lead. We were talking about lead and the Flint water crisis. Lead could do that. It'd be very interesting to see, and actually sad, if many of the kids in Flint, Michigan, had higher levels of attention deficit as a result of the possible lead toxicity. If you had a tumor, a brain injury, brain disorder, etc. So in the 1970s, I remember some kids in my class, really young, had to be on sugar deprivation or sugar restriction. Sugar does not cause attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, okay? Neither does TV. But if a child is hypoglycemic, okay, then what I think the doctors were honing in on back in the 1970s is they realized when a kid ate sugary Count Chocula, right, and then an hour later was hungry, he would be buzzing around and more attention deficit than if he had a really good solid breakfast. So what they didn't realize is having good solid food as opposed to sugar made you less hypoglycemic as opposed to just sugar restriction. And I think diet is extremely important. Okay, I think diet, I think behavioral therapy. Yeah, there's medications out there that are stimulant medications. There are also some non-stimulant medications. But it was very interesting that they thought that maybe what happens is these kids just may be immature. And when you look at when you look at how many kids, parents will be like, gosh, I don't want them to wait a whole year to start school. Let's start them now. That can really hurt them. And I really commend the parents for taking that step back and going, look, is my child ready? Do you really want to put your child in early just so you had bragging rights? And then they end up struggling. They end up struggling academically. They end up struggling socially. Or do you want them a little older? I had no choice. My son's birthday was born he was born October 25th. So, he was going to start the next year anyway. And I really think he had to step up. He did. He was potty trained. He knew how to read. He knew how to navigate, computers. He already knew how to drive himself to school. So adults, I don't know when we take people off the medication, but I see people coming in at max doses of their attention deficit medication. And I don't know what to do because if it doesn't work, I don't know where to go from there. And I get really nervous when somebody says I've been on these medications now for 15 years. Well, are you going to be on it another 60? I mean, if we're living till our 90, if our life expectancy starts to be in our 90s, when do we stop and give you a break? So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.